Harmonic Highlights report for Tony Robbins. You are a very strong individualist. You may not be flamboyant about it and others may not realize the extent to which you march to the beat of your own drummer. But down deep you are a free spirit who likes to make his/her own rules and is skeptical of what the majority believes. You have a knack for making others feel welcome and accepted. It is easy for you to accept differences in people and to support each person in their unique and individual interests and beliefs. You enjoy being a part of a large family or circle of friends. You have a deep and serious approach to philosophical and religious issues, and you are skeptical of simple answers to large and complex questions. You are passionate, almost obsessive, in love relationships. You do not always follow logic and reason when it comes to affairs of the heart. When you feel passionate about someone or something, you tend to be compulsive and obsessive. It is easy for you to break social taboos and your marriage and lifestyle may be unusual. You cut beneath the glamour and superficiality that you see around you, and your approach to religion and spirituality is serious and critical. You may be so serious in your pursuit of your ideals and have so much distaste for superficiality and glamour that you miss the magic and wonder of holidays, fantasies, and many imaginative artworks and music. You are a good student. You are delighted by clear and articulate communications, and you continue to learn and improve your own communication skills throughout your entire life. You enjoy expressing yourself freely and having a good time. You like some playfulness and creativity, and you love the company of friends. You need to have some time away from the usual routine to kick back and enjoy yourself. A lifestyle that allows you to socialize, play, and freely express yourself suits you well. However, when it's time to focus, be quiet, and focus to get important work done or to master something, put this part of your personality to the side and bring it out at a more appropriate time. You enjoy, and seek out, relationships that bring interesting experiences into your life. Laughter, games, and learning together are likely to be more important to you than physical attraction. You are likely to take a creative approach to your home environment and your tastes are a bit unconventional or more sensitively developed than other people in your family. If you have not developed the qualities described above, then this is a side of yourself that you may have suppressed or avoided, and consequently liberating your creative, fun-loving side can fill an empty or missing aspect of your life. You have a talent for developing your own style or unique approach to a subject. You synthesize the models, concepts, or techniques of others into a pattern or design that is unique and personally comfortable for you. If you develop expertise or facility in any area, you will experiment and play with different conceptual models until you develop a new mold that suits your personal taste. You have an unusually creative mind, and you need outlets for your open-minded approach to life. You tend to be successful in an environment where products or services are being developed or ingenuity is required. You adapt well to new ideas and you are able to identify potential in a new idea while others may overlook it because it does not fit into their preconceived notions. You have an ability to enjoy clever ideas, whether they are new gadgets, or technology, a fresh approach in arts or music, or any other area, without being burdened by your personal responsibilities. While others have excuses, like not having enough available time to learn something new, you avail yourself of the opportunity to experience new things. You prefer studying a subject in depth and in detail. Skimming through 1,000 years of history by memorizing some names and dates is, for example, almost completely meaningless for you. You seek meaning and depth of understanding. Often you are more interested in the underlying motives, history, or symbolism of an event rather than just the factual details. You have the capacity to develop interesting ideas and insights through prolonged, specialized study. There is a good chance that your way of thinking and learning as a child was underappreciated by your teachers. You have good aptitude for psychology because you strive to uncover the underlying causes behind something. You may also be interested in the factors that build communities, nations, families, and historical or biological processes. You tend towards a holistic and therapeutic approach to a subject. You are tolerant and supportive of different lifestyles and attitudes. You tend to a broad, universal outlook on life, and have an inherent sense of ultimate goodness or sense of divine purpose that allows you to weather storms and avoid becoming flustered by everyday, typical frustrations. You see past superficialities and tend to view life from a more cosmic or universal perspective. Minor faults in others do not upset you, but if you ever encounter very malevolent or malicious people or circumstances, you can become very deeply affected, disturbed, troubled, worried, or unsure of how to cope with such extreme evil. In general, though, you have an inspiring, uplifting, and healing effect on others. You have an innate warmth and kindness that emanates from you and others appreciate. You include everyone in your warm glow, and you are tolerant and accepting. You enjoy breaking social and ethnic barriers, and you appreciate many different kinds of people. You may feel closer and be more involved with your friends and larger community concerns, and perhaps even global concerns, than you are with people in your immediate environment and family. Most likely if you move into a new house or apartment, pictures will be on the walls and flowers in vases on the tables very soon. You feel very uncomfortable in environments that lack at least a small degree of charm and beauty. Midpoints conjunct / opposition midpoints. If there are any with up to a 15-minute orb. A generous, friendly, warm, outgoing disposition. Making others feel welcome and accepted. Tolerant and willing to overlook minor faults in others. Enjoying life and not letting responsibilities, financial constraints, and other limitations stop one from enjoying life. A tendency to spend beyond one's means or indulge, to be overly trusting and optimistic, not being sufficiently cautious and careful. You are an expressive person with an irresistible need to be spontaneous, free-spirited, and to be yourself. You feel happiest when you unburden your soul and are open with others. Most likely you have a spontaneous, infectious laugh because you naturally tend to have a cheerful attitude and also a progressive, create approach to life. You are an idealistic thinker and you dislike solutions to problems that are based on a limited perspective and viewpoint. You are a visionary and your broad philosophical perspective and idealism guide your thinking. And you have a strong need to incorporate your visionary perspective in whatever you do. You tend to dabble in a large number of different interests. And travel and exploration of different religions and traditions can greatly enhance your ability to view situations from the broader perspective that is so important to you. Do not allow yourself to be satisfied with a simple philosophical view because this will inhibit your curiosity and your ability to grow to new levels. There is always more to learn and explore, and you will benefit by allowing yourself to continue to learn new perspectives and to become more aware of different approaches to art, religion, art, relationships, and other areas of life in different historical periods and different geographic regions. Your best work incorporates many diverse influences. Direct midpoint structures. Allowable orb equals 1.5 degrees. It is likely that you will become successful in your career and in achieving many of your goals. You have an enterprising nature, and you are confident. You set very high goals and standards, so it is unlikely that you will achieve everything you set out to do, but it is also likely that you will achieve many of them. One word of caution, sometimes you take on too much or do not plan carefully enough beforehand. Sometimes you feel alienated and distant from others. You seek solitude, although too much distance from others can also bring on feelings of depression and loneliness. You need to find the right balance to make your life work. This will not be easy to achieve, but perseverance and confidence that the effort is worth it will repay you in the end. You have good artistic sensitivity, and you are able to discriminate between items that are well made and therefore of greater value and those that are not as well made. You communicate well and are able to express your feelings openly and candidly. Very often you are encouraging and supportive of others. You have a wonderful sense of humor and a spontaneity and enthusiasm that others enjoy and appreciate. You can succeed in any area where these traits are rewarded, such as music, dance, any form of entertainment, or as a group leader or director. You are very creative and you have ability to express deep feelings through art, literature, and theater. You enjoy music that is driving or in some way brings out deep and strong feelings. You are a big believer in expressing one's feelings and you help others feel more comfortable sharing their deepest secrets. You enjoy art, music, and literature that is deep and moving. You have a lot of creative talent that can be expressed through many different media. You have the ability to make things that are both functional and beautiful.